It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready?
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I am Vanessa Grace, your host. I am so excited to be talking to you today about the topic of nice versus kind, because I feel like it is very common in our society for these words to be used interchangeably, but I ran across this graphic. Yes, this episode is entirely based on a graphic, which I think is fabulous. And so I wanted to share basically the contents of this graphic with you, and it gave me a lot of food for thought, and I want you to have the same option, the same way of thinking, am I being nice right now or am I being kind right now, and how to tell the difference. So let's get into it a little bit. This little graphic, first of all, I have no idea who made it, so I cannot give credit to anyone in particular, but I am very thankful for their thoughts. So this little graphic has nice on one side and kind on the other, and then bullet points under each. So this is what it says under nice. Never wants to rock the boat. Most concerned with not upsetting somebody. Afraid to speak up when they witnessed unkind behavior or an unpleasant situation, is kind of how I would rephrase that. And worried about being liked. And then under kind, the bullet points are willing to make waves. Most concerned with doing what is right. Willing to speak up and take a stand, or you could say that as putting forth their views, and worried about being kind. And when we look at it this way, nice and kind do not seem like synonyms of each other nearly as much as I had thought, right? They seem much more distinct and they have different goals underneath them. Now, the first one, they're all important. The first one that I want to talk about is worried about being liked under the term nice. Whereas under kind, it says worried about being kind. So I think this concept under nice of worried about being liked is incredibly significant because it means that it's more about how others perceive you and that they will continue to like you as being the most important thing. The most important thing is not true expression of self. The most important thing is not making sure that you are heard. The most important thing is not even honesty, which if you are a nice person, being honest is usually considered incredibly important to you. But under this definition of nice and the way they are talking about it here, being truthful may be so painful at times that you lie or lie by omission, whereas you hold back information that would bring additional insight to a person. Now, I think of situations where you may need to tell someone something that will be painful for them, or they will have complex emotions about what you have to say, but it is something they need to hear, or it is something that you need to tell them just for your own personal expression, and that you are so concerned as a quote-unquote nice person that you will upset them and that you will cause these distressing emotions in them in the beginning that you then avoid sharing that thing. Now, in my experience, when you avoid sharing that thing, especially if this person is a regular person in your life, that's going to fester and grow and continue to cause other problems down the line. And this person, especially if they are open to hearing information about how they need to adjust themselves as a human, may end up having long-term pain in their life, or pain that is delayed until later. But short-term, they are unaware that there is a problem or something that needs to be adjusted. But you're just delaying the pain by not bringing up what you need to bring up with them. Now, I deeply understand this avoidance because it is totally a thing that I have done and totally a thing that I'm still like, when I have something I need to say, sometimes I need to pause and I need to think it through and how I want to say it. And so I understand that there is a process of getting to the point of being able to say what you need to say when you tend to be in the nice category of wanting to be liked is more important than wanting to be truthful or to be kind, as the under the kind version says. And so it can be a struggle. I understand that. But the point of this is that you recognize that as a nice person for this bullet point, you may just be delaying the person's discomfort rather than fully avoiding it. And if it's something that you really should have been telling to them, and they will be offended that you didn't tell them or upset or have some sort of reaction like, why did you keep this from me? You were also just delaying your own situation and potentially creating long-term pain for yourself. Examples that I think about with this are in a dating situation where you allow yourself to continue dating someone because you don't want to hurt their feelings and break up with them, but now they think that you continue to like them. And so when it eventually comes out that you wanted to break up with them 3 months ago, that's incredibly painful because now to them, those 3 months have seemed like a big old fat lie. And now sometimes people question if anything that happened was real, if a portion of it was unreal, then they question the entire package. And so that's just one example of how delaying telling someone something can wreak havoc in your life. And as a potentially codependent person listening to this, I'm sure that you can think of examples where you have not said something and it later bit you in the ass, basically, which is not awesome, but the reality of this definition of nice. Now, I'd like to talk about a section under kind. Oh, and then before I move on, I'm getting ahead of myself. The converse to this in kind is that there is short-term pain in expressing your thoughts to this other person and sharing what you need to share with them. So they may have pain in the moment, but that's their response to it, and you can't control that through expressing yourself, you know, as long as you're not rude, you know, not out and out rude. But when you tell someone the truth now, then it lessens the pain later. The situation isn't as prolonged, so it doesn't seem as big later on. And you are potentially saving them from continuing to act in a certain way. Like, let's say there's a behavior that you recommend that they change, or a situation that you're giving advice about that you're like, hey, I should just warn you about this so that you know and you choose to do with it what you do with it. So they know that now, and it doesn't have to keep being delayed and finding it out later when it will potentially be even more painful for them. So you are telling them now where it may be painful now, but you are saving them increased pain later through the kindness of just being transparent and honest. Sometimes people think that telling somebody a hard truth means that you have to be blunt or rude. No, you can share your truth in an incredibly soft way that is compassionate and caring and still transparent and honest, but without like rubbing their nose in it or without making them feel bad about themselves with the terminology that you use. There is a way to do it, but people with codependent traits tend to have less experience sharing this kind of truth and insight with somebody, And so when you have less insight on something and less experience with it, you tend to not be as good at it. And so, of course, in the beginning, when you start doing this, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. You're going to not do it as well as you wish you had, and that's okay, because you have to practice it to get better with this sharing your transparent truth with other people. Now, this transparent truth that I'm talking about does not give you a blanket, card to go be, or blanket permission to go always share your truth to the point of purposely hurting other people without compassion for their feelings. I'm not talking about that. There is a place in the middle. But there is this such aversion to, I cannot cause pain in other people at all. Because for the codependent person, causing pain in the other person or perceived that they caused the pain is a concern that now they might not be liked. Because remember, under nice, the main concern is that they will be liked. And so that means that they never want to rock the boat and they never want to speak up. But under kind, they're worried about being kind, which is being authentic. It is genuinely caring about others, not just about whether or not they will care back at you. So if you genuinely care about another person, you will want to do what is best for them. And sometimes that means saying hard things. Now, under our definitions of nice and kind, the only thing we are talking about is not just speaking up, but it seems to be this common theme. So under kind, one of the things it says is most concerned with doing what is right. And so that can mean speaking up when you see a situation that is complicated or is unkind or an unpleasant situation. And I'll be straight up. I'm not great about intervening when I observe something happening in front of me. When I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about like stranger situations in public. But this could also be in groups of friends, in your family. So I guess in those situations, I can intervene more easily. I'm just reflecting on this like live with you right now. So I guess I do have a better ability to do it with people that I know and in groups where I feel like I have a role in that group or a placeholder. And so I can step in and speak up and feel like I'm going to be heard. But in places with strangers, I think people don't know who I am and I don't know who they are, so I don't know what kind of response I'm going to get. And it tends to be like, is this safe? Because I am not a fighter. Like, I don't think I've ever thrown a punch in my life. Like, I know I haven't. I've done like slap fights with my sister that were like play fights, like, Mah! But like, I have never thrown a punch in my life. So in public, like intervening, I think of those big situations where you're like intervening to stand up for someone, but it could be dangerous. And I know that that's me swinging the pendulum to the other way to like the biggest situation. But if we were to pull that back more to just regular situations that maybe aren't going to escalate or have personalities in them that are big, or then taking this example of willing to speak up when a wrong is being done or in an uncomfortable situation, taking that into the everyday situations that you're in your home, in your family, with your friends, and with other groups that you spend time with. You know, are you speaking up in those situations? And those are probably going to be the easier ones for you to experiment with this, with standing up with for another person or speaking up your opinion about a circumstance. It doesn't even have to be defending a person who's right there in front of you. It can simply be, I'm going to say my opinion on this, even though it might differ from yours, and that's okay. And also, if you share your insight, you are not required to go into it in depth and explain it in depth. You're like, you can say, this is my opinion, and they can ask questions and be like, you know what? I'm not comfortable going into that yet. I just wanted to share my thoughts in that one brief sentence, and I'm not ready to go into it more in depth. Thank you for asking, but not now. It's okay to say that. and hopefully they will respect you and not get all wound up. But that's about them, right? That's not about you. The kind person is willing to make waves, but those waves are rooted in wanting kindness to rule out and wanting good treatment of humans to rule out, including good treatment of yourself where your voice can be heard. And so they're willing to make waves because the waves are what move the needle forward in terms of loving humanity. And again, they're more concerned with doing what is right. And there's more confidence in kindness because there's confidence behind the voice. Maybe not initially, but as time goes on, you will get more and more confidence in speaking your truth, standing up for yourself, saying honest things to other people. And it's more about truth rather than it is about appearances. Whereas I feel nice is more about appearances and being polite. But being polite is not necessarily something that runs deep. Polite can be surface, but inauthentic. You can be polite to someone that just underneath makes your blood boil and seethe. And so it looks like you are okay with them through the politeness, but are actually not. Now, I'm not saying go out and be like rude, but you can definitely set boundaries and create distance and, you know, not engage in all the social niceties and create distance between you and that person in these different ways. But politeness does not necessarily mean that you are being authentic to yourself. Because politeness, the rules of politeness are that you are polite and include everybody when you maybe actually don't feel like that inside. Maybe you don't want to be around this certain person or be around them for a certain length of time. And so the rules of politeness can get in the way of self-care and boundaries and giving yourself what you actually need. So my summation of this is that nice is about keeping up appearances. Nice is about not making waves. Nice is about making sure that everyone still likes you. And nice is about making sure that you feel you are not causing anyone complex emotions in the immediate situations that you are in. Whereas kind is about truth so that everyone can grow. Kind is rooted in confidence of the person and not being concerned with whether or not you are liked, but whether or not everyone has the information they need in their life to make accurate and positive choices. And kind is concerned with being authentic to self and others. Something that comes up frequently for me in conversations with codependent women is, you know, I might say an example of how they could stand up for themselves with a person, and they might say, but shouldn't you be thinking about other people? You know, maybe I'm recommending that they think about what they want and think about what they need in this situation. But wait, aren't I supposed to be thinking about others? And my response to that is, yes, we should be thinking about others. But codependent people think about others' needs so much that the pendulum has swung too far in the other direction. And so, in fact, they forget to think about themselves. And so even thinking about themselves can feel self-centered and bad. And so codependents need to bring the pendulum down more to center. And it can accidentally swing the other way when you're working on healing codependency, but it will eventually land in center again as you figure out how to state your needs and stand up for yourself. And so it is important for codependents to practice thinking about themselves to the point that they feel like they are being selfish in a negative way. Because they are so underskilled at thinking about themselves that, frankly, any time that they're thinking about themselves, they think they're being selfish, which is actually not true. And you should go listen to my podcast episode. I think it's called Selfish is a Dirty Word, something like that. And it's a very excellent episode. And so you can learn more about what I think selfish is and what selfish isn't. But I want you to be thinking about your own needs in a situation, even if it is painful. Because it is so easy to be thinking about the other person's needs that you just want to keep giving them their needs. But you need to think about your own needs, honey, so that you can rise up and you can give yourself something good so that you actually feel replenished. And when you replenish yourself, then you're actually able to give something positive to yourself. Sorry if you heard that noise. My Voxer beep just went off because I just got a Voxer. So I really, really, really want you to give this gift to yourself of thinking about your own needs in as many situations as possible. Even if you're not acting them on them right now, you need to consider what they are so that you realize how frequently, honey, you are not giving them to yourself. And then you're going to end up starting to realize how you feel about not giving them to yourself. And you'll start to get mad at yourself, or you'll start to get mad at other people. And you'll be like, what the fuck was I doing? Why was I doing it like this? Right? So when you tune in, you're going to learn that when you start asking yourself, what do I need in this situation? And eventually you're going to have the strength to give yourself what you need in those situations. And that's going to be really great. And that's going to help you move from being nice to being kind. And so I will definitely have these bullet points in the show notes and probably in the Instagram post that I put out about this today so that you can visualize them, see them, screenshot them if you want to. And actually, if you Google nice versus kind, the graphic that I am talking about comes up if you want to see it yourself. Ladies, I have a new service coming out for you. I am following my intuition on this one. Normally, if you want to work with me, you either would join the People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap, or you would join my one-on-one coaching program, which is, you know, over multiple months, and there's a contract and a commitment to work together long term. But sometimes people just want to dip their toe in and see what the experience is like, or they don't want to make that long-term commitment. Or honestly, some of you aren't full-on codependent. Some of you just have elements of codependency, but wouldn't necessarily be full-on codependent. And so it's not as intense. And so you don't need as much help. And maybe just listening to this podcast has helped you immensely. And that's all you need. But if you need a little bit more than the podcast, but a little bit less than the big year-long People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap program, or, you know, ongoing one-on-one coaching with me, I am offering a one-hour coaching call with me now. It's going to be coming out this week, and it's called the Codependency Breakthrough Power Hour. And in this power hour, I'm going to be using my intuition, I'm going to be using my psychology skills, and I'm going to be sharing with you insights that I see in your life. And I'm going to give you feedback on actionable things that you can be doing right now. And I will probably also make connections between your current behavior and the past experiences in your life. There's going to be a brief little form for you to fill out, sharing some of your history so that we can hit the ground running in the phone call. And I will also have a couple of videos for you to watch that to make sure that you're all up to date and on board with everything, so that when we enter the power hour together, you are, you're all ready to be with me together in that space. This is already up on my link tree. So you can just go to Instagram and you go to the link in my bio and you can click on it and you can schedule it directly in my scheduler. And the cost of this is $300. But you are definitely getting a lot for that amount of money, because I believe that me kind of like unleashed and just sharing what I see without holding back, but knowing that I hold back in some areas depending on where you are emotionally. And I always start where the client is at. But me kind of unleashed can give a lot of insights in a really short period of time. And when I'm using my intuition and I'm connected to the universe, additional insights come to me, and I love sharing those with people. I also will be, before the power hour with you, connecting in to your soul to kind of see what your soul is wanting from this time together. And then, you know, your conscious self will be telling me what you want from this time together. And so between my conversation with your soul before we meet up for the power hour and the conversation that we have, there's going to be a lot of guidance that you can get. And so go to the Instagram and check it out. If you do not have Instagram, you can email me, vanessa@soulamplified.org, and I can send you the link so that you can get that scheduled. And of course, I can answer any questions that you have about this. You guys, I am so excited to be offering the Codependency Breakthrough Power Hour to you because I want you to have all of the options that you can for your growth, and I'm really excited. I love talking to you and helping you gain deeper insight into yourself because I love going deep because that is where the real transformation happens, bitches, and I want all of you to have that transformation because it wakes up your soul, it opens up your life, and even though there can be, you know, awkwardness or complex emotions in the middle, the other side is oh, so much freedom, and I want you to have that. My dear, go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified.